Hey, listen, nerds. You're listening to the Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week podcast with Joe and Matt.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Matt Baum, and it is a pleasure to welcome you to the 38th episode of the Two-Headed Nerd Answer of the Week, an episode I like to call the You Guys Don't Know How to Listen episode, because we said this was going to be forums only, but enough of you called that you forced my hand, and here we are recording an Answer of the Week. Truthfully, it's to make up for the fact that Joe Patrick was too lazy to do a show.
Oh, whatever.
Weekend.
You said there's no question.
Waited until I went out of town and canceled everything, and I apologize for that. Joe Patrick,
I have my own life to live.
In penance,
Sausage King,
I demand that you tell these kids what we asked them for the question of the week, like 2, 3, maybe 4 weeks ago. I don't even remember.
The most recent question of the week was Image Expo. You lived it. You drank it. You breathed it. You soaked in it. What hunk of announcements got you the most excited?
What was your favorite announcement? Let's just do that.
That's what I said.
He said, what hunk of announcements?
What hunk of announcements got you the most excited?
Gross. This first call is going to surprise you. Normally, he likes to show off a little bit, but he had to strip it down because he thought that he was on a time crunch.
Hey, true believers, the amazing Spider Brad. And when I'm not extremely disappointed that I don't stop time after I orgasm, then I am swinging in with my answer to the question of the week.
It's a sex criminal.
Sorry, guys, no MP3 for me this time. Actually, while I was on my way to go work on that, a buddy of mine called with some nasty car problems, and I had to play a real superhero for the day. So sorry, guys. When it comes to what am I excited about with the Image Expo revelations, I can say that there wasn't anything that I said, well, that sounds dumb. Everything sounded pretty cool, and there's nothing that looks disappointing by any means. Kind of going down the line of things that I like, I am always excited when Rick Remender comes out with something new. Low sounds like a lot of fun. I look forward to that. I hope it has kind of the same dark feel that Black Science does, and I think that'll be great. Matt Fraction's Odyssey, I want it to be ODC, though. ODC. Looks pretty cool. I mean, the retelling of the Odyssey will be pretty interesting in space, but when the genders are backwards, so I would assume that Odysseus would be a girl. I don't know. It'll be a weird thing, but I think it'll be fun. And plus, I'm just excited for anything Matt Fraction does in general. And it'll be fun to see him write something with Image that doesn't include glowing wieners. And then I guess I think what I'm most excited about is just that they're giving Brubaker free reign. I mean, I really only know Brubaker from Captain America and his work with Immortal Iron Fist and bringing, you know, Winter Soldier to life. I look forward to what's going to happen. Anytime, you know, you hear an artist can do whatever he wants, that's going to be great. So, a creator can do whatever he wants. It's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to that. But at the end of the day, Image has been putting out some amazing stuff. I've been having a lot of fun with all of it. So I look forward to everything that they're going to do. So again, guys, amazing Spider Brad. I'll talk to you guys later. Hopefully next time around I'll be able to send in an MP3. I feel a little disappointed in myself that I'm calling. But you know what? You got to move on. All right, guys. Thanks again. Have a good one.
Brad, don't be disappointed. We weren't even supposed to have a show. So don't feel bad.
Yeah, here, Dan. Ben and then the, and hey, Shirley visiting side.
What?
That's the Google transcript.
Okay. It's like, I didn't know what was going on.
I don't think that was transcribing his singing, but I like to imagine it was.
All good answers, though. I totally agree. Moving right along to Los Angeles, California. I believe this is Princess Ashley. She even tweeted at us and she was like, oh, just realized you're not having a show this week. Boy, do I feel stupid. Don't feel stupid, baby, because here you are.
Hi, Joe and Matt. It's Princess Ashley calling with my answer to your question of the week. Probably too late, but you didn't post a cutoff on the Facebook page, so I'm going with it's fine. I'm calling you from sunny California out of doors where it is about 30 degrees Celsius, which is approximately a million degrees Fahrenheit. So, yeah, lucky. This week's question was about what we thought was the most exciting news to come, Image Expo. And I'm not going to say Walking Dead or Invincible news because Walking Dead scared me and Invincible too obvious. The book that I'm most excited about that got announced is this new book called Shudder by two creators who I looked up the name of to sound smart and have probably forgotten. I like the idea that it's a sci-fi adventure about a girl, and not only is she an explorer, but she comes from a long line of explorers, although she's not particularly good at it. An underdog story where she's probably going to wind up being amazing, and I just hope that it really manages to tell a very interesting story with that character, because there aren't enough really cool indie female books right now for my liking. So yeah, I'm excited for Shudder, and I hope you're not too disappointed that I called on the telephone instead of sending an MP3 with people like Keith Silva and the Amazing Spider-Red make me feel untalented.
Oh.
So yeah. Bye. I love you.
Nobody is allowed.
Did she just say I love you?
I think she did. I like it. My heart skipped a little bit.
Man.
Nobody is allowed to feel bad for calling. We love it when you call, all right? These MP3 jerks, they just need to show off a little more than you guys. They thrive on this stuff, okay? It's a disease, really. But Shudder.
Joe Keating. Leila Del Duca.
That's right. Joe Keating. That's one about the girl in like New York, but New York is overrun by mythical monsters.
She's like the Lara Croft, Indiana Jones type, and all the mythological stuff.
And I like Joe Keating a lot. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. Good answer.
Ashley, thanks as always. Your calls make us smile.
We got a short one. Oh, no. This one's from Dr. Carlos Danger. I don't know how he got through. I thought we blocked his calls. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to our nemesis, Dr. Carlos Danger.
Twitter's Dr. Carlos Danger.
Hello, fools. This is Dr. Carlos Danger. My favorite announcement was more of a non-announcement from Image Expo. It was the fact that the Adventures of the Two-Headed Nerd webcomic will not see publication this year. Better luck next year, losers. Your empire is crumbling.
Ooh.
Oh, them's fighting words.
That friggin' guy, Joe Patrick. Those are fighting words. Perhaps you can get your together and we could prove him wrong.
Joke's on him. I've already started drawing.
Hey-oh! Up your butt, Danger.
Is it wrong that I was really hoping he'd have some sort of like...
like scrambled voice. Yeah. Or something. You know, I want like the old Amazing Spider-Man Doctor Doom voice.
Then I, Victor Von Doom, will possess the power of the universe.
Next, we move on to our MP3 crew. Some of you will be lucky enough to receive a patch in your email for your jean jacket this week. The others of you, keep on trying. You earn it. Stephen Fino, trust me, you're in, buddy. Let's see what he had to say.
Hello, this is Lord Stephen calling in with my answer to the question of the week in regards to the Image Expo and all the new books they announced. I'm going to be giving all of the new books at least a shot to see if how good they are, but there's a few that I'm particularly excited about. There's Low from Rick Remender and Greg Tocchini. I really like Remender's sci-fi stuff, so I'm definitely interested in any book he puts out in that genre. Nick Spencer has three books, and they all sound interesting. There's The Great Beyond with Morgan Chesky, Paradigms with Butch Gucci, Cerulean with Fraser Irving. I'm not at all a fan of Morning Glories, but I've really loved Bedlam and Superior Foes of Spider-Man so far, so I'm hoping that he's on a winning streak and that he'll continue to impress. For all of interesting premises, Great Beyond is an economic inequality in heaven, Paradigms is a fantasy spy thriller, and Cerulean is a sci-fi story about people uploading their consciousness while they travel to a distant planet. They all sound interesting, so we'll see what happens. The Wicked and Divine from Kieran Gillen and Jamie McKelvey. I've loved Gillen's journey into mystery, and I really enjoyed these two on Young Avengers. The premise of gods that become human for a short period of time, every 90 years, sounds interesting, so I'm going to give it a shot. I have not read Phonogram, but I've been meaning to, so hopefully I'll be picking up that book as well when it comes out. Nameless from Grant Morrison and Chris Burnham. It's Morrison doing a horror comic. I'm expecting balls to the wall insanity, and the description of the ultimate horror comic definitely has my interest. Fade Out and Sleeper from Ed Brubaker and Sean Phillips. I am admittedly a little disappointed that Fatale is drawing to a close, but I'm interested in seeing what they do together, especially with their 5-year deal with Image, where they can just do whatever they want. Finally, there's Witches, spelled with a Y for some reason, from Scott Snyder and Jock. Snyder's Batman has been hit or miss recently for me, but I've really always really enjoyed his horror books. He describes it as the darkest, most twisted horror story he has ever written, so it definitely has my curiosity piqued. So yeah, those are the books coming out within the next year or so of from Image that I'm interested in. Like I said, I'm going to be trying them all out. Image is in the middle of a renaissance or something at the moment, so hopefully they'll continue to impress this year. Thanks. Bye.
Stephen Fino, our very well-spoken master of coin.
Solid picks.
All solid picks.
Solid picks.
Now, I will say, he didn't pick his favorite, but that's okay. He couldn't make up his mind.
He's got a lot of choices to choose from. I always knew Fatal was coming to an end. Like, I thought Fatal was only going to run 15 issues.
You know, I guess
it stuck around.
I didn't really think about it. I mean, I knew it was an ongoing series, I guess.
I remember almost at the beginning him giving an end date. And I could have sworn it was only going to last like a year and a half, two years.
I don't recall that. Yeah. Regardless, I am going to miss it. I'm definitely going to miss it. I love that book. It has been so fun. Oh, man. It's the only place you can get vampires, aliens, and satanics all in one page. It's totally rad. Moving right along. Andrea Shockling hit us. I have to apologize to Andrea Shockling. I did not know that she lived in San Francisco. I was just there for 4 days. She tweeted at me on like the second to last day that I was there saying, "Why aren't we hanging out, baby? I am so sorry and I have no excuse." Let's see what you had to say.
You had to get your meat award.
I was at the meat Oscars. What can I do?
Hey guys, it's Andrea at Andrea Shock on the Twitters and one half of Comics Therapy with that other guy who never mentions me. Have you noticed that? I always give him a shout out, but he never says a word when he calls in. I guess it's just his show, but I do all the work. Got it. Well, that guy and I went to Image Expo.
Okay, time out. These two are way more dysfunctional than you and I are.
We've had many years to kind of settle into a groove.
But wow.
So there's no way to make this not sound obnoxious. I'm sorry. But I think that most of my excitement came from the conversations we had with various creators after the keynote. And actually getting to hear them go into depth about their projects, which all sound awesome. That's why I groaned when I saw the question of the week, because I'm really f***ing bad at picking one thing. I like all the things. I like fun things that are fun. I will point out that the overarching theme of science fiction, heavily influenced by mythology, is outstanding. Sitting there listening to creator after creator talk about Odyssey, but gender swapped and in space, and gods, but living amongst us, and gods, but now they're killing us, and look, there's a Minotaur on the subway, and oh, we're in space again. Yes, please. All of it. So I'm copping out. I'm not picking one, and you can't make me. You can disqualify me, as usual. I don't care. I just like good comics.
Disqualify.
And everything we listened to, you know, when I was there at Image Expo in person.
We get it.
Talking to these guys and seeing some of the awesome stuff on the docket for 2014.
Oh, rub it in, California.
Thanks, guys.
I would say by virtue of her presence at the actual Image Expo, she can't be disqualified.
No, all right, fine. I felt like it was a little inside. But she could have told us how she made out with Nathan Edmondson in the bathroom. You know, and apparently she made out with Matt Fraction in the stairwell, too. She was just slutting it up, getting the story.
She did point out something that we kind of noticed when we did the news in our last regular episode, is that it was a lot of mythological themes.
Big time.
Especially mythological themes mixed with science fiction themes.
Yeah, sci-fi and mythology.
And,
you know,
that's cool. I'm into it, baby.
I'm totally into it.
Lay it on me.
You gotta be kidding me. We're comic nerds, right? Give me a break. Let's see what Shonix had to say. I know he's got to be excited about some of this stuff.
Hello, two-headed nerd. Shonix emailing in with my answer to the question of the week. This week's question was regarding the Image Expo 2014 and all the awesome nuggets of greatness that was announced. Greatness being the books and their creators. But before I get to that, I have a question for the two-headed nerd, Joe and Matt. That is the two-headed nerd, unless you count like the Toots, and I could go down the line, Amazing Spider-Bread, Aaron Myers, because he's on the other show.
These guys don't count.
Anyway, but this is for Joe and Matt. This question is, did you guys have your Big Two Blinders on last year? Because 2013, an Image, they had the talent. It was there. I mean, this is 2014 is nothing new. Last year, going through previews, and having to decide what to get an image was always hard every month. I mean, Skybound alone had, what, Manifest Destiny come out. They had Dead Body Road come out, not including, you know, Invincible Universe, Invincible, The Walking Dead. Those were some fantastic books last year. Then you had, I mean, Black Science. You had Sex Criminals. I mean, the stuff they had come out last year was amazing. And I was expecting nothing less for 2014 because, I mean, Kirkman had that mission statement, you know, years ago, his Jerry Maguire moment where he got on that computer and he was talking to creators and they listened because
he's screaming, "I love black people."
They're doing their own books and I'm loving the stuff that's coming to Image and the things I was looking forward most to, if I have to decide, 2014 would have to be that Morrison and Burnham book, Nameless. Really don't care what it's about. I just like those two working together, and I'm going to check that out. If I'm on for the long haul, awesome. If I'm on for just trades, okay. Then we got Gillen and McKelvey. I'll be buying that book flat out, The Wicked and Divine. I mean, the stuff they did together on Phonogram and their work on Young Avengers, it's a no-brainer. But then you have everything else that's coming. It's going to be another hard year going through previews and having to decide what to get because I only work at a comic shop once in a great while. So I have to buy my books off the rack.
Wow, wow.
And I have to decide on how big my pull list is. And it's been getting cut. But great question, guys. Love calling in or emailing in. Got to clarify that. But thanks again for letting us voice our opinions. And peace out. Talk to you next week.
Come on, Sean. You had a review podcast. You didn't get Image previews? Come on, man.
Yeah, what's the deal, man? They email them to us. I mean, come on.
You have an excellent point, Sean, and we talked about this. We did not have our big two blinders on. We had this exact same conversation at last year's Image Expo.
Yeah, one of my my favorite miniseries was Six Gun Gorilla, asshole, okay? So that's not exactly big two.
Hey, listen, right? Calm it down. But we had this same conversation last year, and so coming into this year, wondering how could Image possibly top the things they announced in the year that they had, and they did have, oh my God, an amazing year. Velvet, Sex Criminals, Sex, Manifest Destiny.
Witch Doctor.
Witch Doctor sequel. On and on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
And
not to mention Invincible, Walking Dead. I mean,
Invincible Universe is one of my favorite superhero comics.
Well, and just the ongoing stuff that we take for granted now. Fatale, you know, like all this stuff that's been running for a while. Ugh.
And so for them to come back again a year later and say, we're doing it all again and have another amazing list of books that sound like can't miss properties.
Yeah.
Huge props.
They absolutely win. They absolutely win. Like, I'm excited for what's going on Marvel. Of course, we talk about that a lot. But good God, this list of books.
And when was the last time we mentioned DC in any kind of exciting way?
Let's move on to Mr. Clay Staley, see what he has to say.
Out of Omaha, Nebraska, first-time caller, Clay Staley. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks, guys. I have been meaning to call in for months, and
we'll
it just
do the
seems
welcomes
like every
here,
single
Clay.
Week I forget or am too busy or I don't have a good opinion on the topic. And finally, the perfect confluence of events where I am desperately trying to delay a bunch of paperwork I have to do for work. And you guys were kind enough to delay your podcast by a week, so I would have no excuse not to get an answer. And it was the Image Expo, and I am super excited about it. What was I not excited about from this thing? I have my top five favorite things that were announced listed, and I'll go through them kind of rapid fire. Number five, Low from Rick Remender. The fact that they've already been working on the story for 3.5 years and have a 60-issue arc planned and the concept art is amazing just gives me so much confidence that it's going to be a really great ride. Number four would be Witches from Scott Snyder. This just seems like a really creepy concept that you know, these witches are these cannibalistic beings out in the woods, and I think it might be Scott Snyder's way of establishing witches as the new trope in horror to replace zombies, which replaced vampires. But in any case, it looks really awesome, and horror has increasingly become my favorite kind of comic genre, because if you can make somebody cringe or jump from a still medium, that's pretty impressive. Number three would be Cerulean from Nick Spencer and Fraser Irving. If you were to just you know, find my favorite aesthetic or setting for a story, it would be this kind of deserted, mysterious planet with people trying to survive on it. It just sounds like the first hour of Alien. It just sounds completely up my alley, and I'm sure Fraser Irving is just going to do a mind-blowing job of establishing that scene as just this really lonely, desolate atmosphere.
Totally agree. Love it.
Number two would be Nameless from Grant Morrison, who is probably the number one guy, if you were to ask me, who I wanted to take a stab at writing horror. He's just got such an incredible imagination, and I'm sure we'll have just the creepiest, darkest things that get stuck in your head based on what they've been researching and all that kind of stuff. They've gradually revealed some more teasers about what the story is kind of going to go in the direction of, and it sounds like a lot of it is kind of playing on the Stephen King-esque, like, impending doom idea and a lot of disease and decay elements, and I think it's going to get people scared of zombies once again, which is really cool. And then the number one thing I was most excited about from the Image Expo was the return of Casanova. Anyone who's talked comics with me knows Casanova might be my favorite comic book of all time. I just think it's so twisty and mind-bendy, and the art's incredible, but it's somehow weirdly emotionally resonant in a way that I can't really describe to anybody. You owe it to yourself to read it, anybody who has not yet. And it is just wonderful. I'm actually thinking of getting a tattoo of one of the panels from the first issue.
Whoa!
Anyway, that is my first call into the answer of the week. Hope you guys like it. I wish I had a catchphrase or something, but I will think of one later. See ya.
Workshop some stuff, Clay, and get back to us. Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard, Clay.
Super
Long
nice guy.
Long time listener.
Yeah.
Legend nice Comics and Coffee customer. I appreciate the effort. I know I've talked with Clay about comics many, many times. And I know firsthand how much he loves Casanova.
Speaking as a nerd with comic book tattoos, I understand what it takes to get that stuff tattooed on you. So, you must really love it. And I don't blame you, because it's f***ing awesome. Finally! Checking in. We haven't heard from him for a little bit. Roderick Ruth?
That's... Your sense of time is so warped.
Has he been around?
He doesn't necessarily do it every week, but it's not like it's been years.
It's been at least two episodes. You agree with that statement?
Maybe it's been the episode before last.
That's a long time for me. I need you people to prove that you love me every week, or I will just break up with you. Roderick Ruth, let's see what he had to say.
Joseph, Matthew, greetings, gentlemen. This is Roderick Ruth here, the man that can't be stopped, at Roderick Ruth on Twitter, here with my answer to this week's question of the week about the new releases from the Image Expo. So besides the fact that Ed Brubaker and Sean Phillips are getting signed to a 5-year do whatever the hell you want deal with Image, like some sort of superstar free agents of comic books, I'm stoked for their new project, The Fade Out. These dudes always tell incredibly captivating stories, and this one seems like it'll seamlessly fill the void that will be left with the conclusion of Fatale, which does bum me out. Next up, and frankly, there were just too many sexy teasers for new releases that you simply couldn't just choose one. I got pretty hot and heavy when I heard the news of Gillen and McKelvey doing their new series, The Wicked and the Divine. I'll buy anything these two do probably for the rest of my life because I loved Phonogram and I loved Young Avengers that much. This has Gillen's wit and humor written all over it with the premise of these celebrity gods on Earth, and McKelvey's art just friggin' does it for me in almost every way possible. So, after that, Rick Remender and Greg Tacchini's new series, Low. That teaser cover was just jaw-dropping, and I'm loving Remender's science fiction style of writing, and that style compared with that art definitely has my interest piqued. After that, it's Scott Snyder and Jock's Witches, or Weiches, or whatever. I feel that Scott Snyder is a better horror writer than he is a capes and tights style writer. Not to discredit him, Court of Owls was, you know, awesome and definitely in that wheelhouse of horror, but his independent stuff resonates better with me, you know, like American Vampire, etc. Plus there's Jock. I mean, come on, Jock is great, and I think it'll complement Snyder's stories very well. Last but not least, Bitch Planet by Kelly Sue DeConnick and Valentin Delandro. I mean, women breaking out of an outer space prison seems like a match made in heaven for Kelly Sue. And the premise has me hoping for a group of badass ladies, similar to the latter half of Tarantino's Death Proof, or like a female version of the Dirty Dozen. That'd be awesome. Plus, it's called Bitch Planet. How awesome is that? Honorable mentions to the some more Casanova. Joe Keating taking on some Skybound's Tech Jacket. Looking forward to those two. Well, those are some of my favorites. Thank you, guys. And in the immortal words of the two-headed nerd, spiritual love slave, and guide, Keith Silva, read comics, love life. I love you.
That was Wooly Toots.
Everybody loves us.
That was Wooly Toots, not Keith Silva.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was Wooly Toots.
But
that's okay.
Still.
It's in spirit.
That's a good callback.
That's all right. Wooly Toots will still get a check in the mail since you said it. Don't worry. And you know what? None of you assholes are allowed to make fun of me for mispronouncing someone's name ever again.
Listen, we don't know how any of those names are pronounced. I just assumed it was Greg Tocchini.
It's Tocchini. I've heard
Maybe
him say
it's Tocchini.
I've heard him say it.
It's fine. Listen, you are by far the worst perpetrator.
No,
so
but I do it on purpose because it's so much fun.
It's not that fun.
Sure it is.
It's really
it's
not.
Comedy. It's comedy gold, as a matter of fact. You wouldn't understand. Okay? I'm the comedian here. You're the rapper. So, Joe Patrick, it's our turn. But here's what we're going to do.
Oh, boy.
We're going to obey our own rules that none of you jerks listen to, and we're going to talk about the one thing we are most excited for. Not a list of stuff.
Can we do two?
The one thing.
Can we pick our favorite? Can we pick a definite favorite and then a runner-up?
You want to do that, but it's got to be
a definite favorite.
Okay, okay.
And a runner-up.
But there has to be a number one.
I have a number one.
Okay, what's your number one?
Well, obviously, they all sound amazing.
Right.
I'm not going to go into it. You guys went into it.
We've established that.
The only one I think that didn't get a ton of love was, surprisingly, nobody mentioned the Brandon Graham 8 House.
Yeah. I will say Brandon Graham, definitely a acquired taste.
Sure. And also Kyle Higgins' Cowl, the superhero labor union thing.
Again, Kyle Higgins.
But, you know, superhero
no,
deconstruction.
I'm sorry. I was thinking of somebody else.
It is Kyle Higgins.
Yeah. I was thinking of somebody else. No, Higgins, Cowl, sounds like a lot of fun.
Superhero deconstruction, though, not necessarily a new thing.
No.
So.
And you're cheating.
I'm just saying, those two didn't get mentioned in the listener calls. My number one.
Your number one.
You want me to do my runner-up first? And then
no. Do number one. Do number one.
Of all of them, I am most excited, oddly enough, for Airboy.
Really?
By James Robinson and Greg Hinkle. This, of course, is not actually a revival of Airboy. It is a slice-of-life, semi-autobiographical comic about James Robinson and Greg Hinkle's efforts to bring Airboy back to comics.
I think it's definitely the most creative one. And when we're talking about a list of sci-fi, mythology, crazy underwater business, and like the autobiographical one sounds like the most creative one.
I also think that it's the most gutsy. Because it's not a flashy book. It's not a high concept.
No.
Crazy, you know, colorful adventure.
And it's something that could not be done anywhere else.
But I like this sort of book. Like, I loved The Escapists. We talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
And so I just think that this sounds like, of all the books, this is the one I think will appeal most to me.
Yeah.
Though, of course, they all are amazing and I'll read them all.
What's your runner-up?
My runner-up, I think... Yeah, no question. My runner-up is Bitch Planet.
Okay.
I love exploitation movies.
I do too.
And I think
stacks of them right behind you on DVD.
I think Kelly Sue is a great choice for this. I know we talked about how Alex DeCampi's got her nose out of joint because she just did Grindhouse for Dark Horse.
Yeah.
But you know what? In my heart, there's room for more than one.
Yeah.
Women in prison in space.
If everybody that wrote a zombie comic bitched about it, I mean, come on.
Honestly. Know? Just the fearless title, the image that they put forth of the woman with the broken handcuffs, like flipping off the planet in the distance.
Yeah, it looks like fun.
it just strikes the right chord for me. It's definitely my runner-up, and it's a very close runner-up.
Okay.
Matt Baum, what do you got?
I have to go with Nameless. I got to do it.
See, like...
Grant Morrison, Unshackled. Like, look what he does when he gets a hold of Batman. He breaks all the rules and does whatever he wants to.
I'm not saying it's not going to be great. It's just, like, when I heard it, I was like, okay, yeah, Chris Burnham and Grant Morrison still working together.
See, I love Grant Morrison, and I adore Chris Burnham. And anything for more of that guy.
My first thought, honestly, was that I bet it will be almost unintelligible.
Maybe. I don't care. I kind of hope it is. I kind of hope this is a book that I can just like get really high and read and go, wow, I wonder what happened. Yeah. You know, like, I think it's going to be fun as hell, though. I really do. And I almost think that because he's completely unshackled by any rules, he might get in line a little more and write a more coherent story.
Well, that thought makes no sense.
No, just due to the fact that like he's not trying to challenge what we think about a character or something. He's trying to tell a story.
He's not trying to make us look at Batman in a different way.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, sure. Like, you like Superman? No problem. What if he were microscopic? And, you know, like, oh, boy.
What if he had space cancer?
Right, exactly.
And he only had a year to live.
My runner-up, Lowe. Rick Remender. Love that guy. Love what he's doing with Black Science. And I think Lowe, yeah, I love that he's isolating it to, like, we're trapped underground, and there's this whole, like, the whole dystopian future of the burnt out Earth and everything, and I don't even know what to call them. I was going to say astronauts, but they're not. They're Earth-nauts that are sent to the surface to find the information that could save humanity. I think it sounds like a blast. Totally highbrow sci-fi stuff. It just sounds like too much fun.
A couple of other books that I...
Here you go. Cheating.
I'm not cheating. I'm just mentioning the two other books that nobody mentioned. Nailbiter.
Yeah.
By Joshua Williamson, about the town that breeds serial killers.
Sounds fun.
Spooky.
Yeah.
And Restoration by Bill Willingham about the and Barry Kitson about the gods.
Hard for me to get excited.
The gods returning.
Because I love both these guys, but how much is Barry Kitson really going to do?
I don't know.
That's, you know, we already had that discussion a little bit briefly, but like, how much is he going to do? Now, okay, the greater discussion here, though, and let's just touch on it quickly. What an amazing mountain of kick-ass ideas.
Yeah, these are great.
Where they just turned to these guys and they said, look, we trust you. We know you're good at what you do. Go insane.
And you know what? This is only the tip of the iceberg because I got like 4 emails in the last 2 days from Image about books that were not announced at the Image
Expo. Yeah, like even newer things that also sounded cool. It's just such an exciting place to work right now for creators. And like even like Mark Millar coming back to Image when he's already got his Millarverse at Icon, Marvel, whatever, and he still wants to work with Image to do some of this stuff. That's really cool.
I do think it's very interesting to note that Matt Fraction has taken Casanova back to Image.
Yeah.
When he had it a good thing said about
Marvel. Now, maybe Marvel Icon quietly imploded? I don't know.
That's a good question. Yeah. I mean, how often do books come out from that imprint?
But these guys do own their stuff, so they can do whatever the hell they want with it.
Absolutely. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Regardless. Wow. I could not be more excited for Image Comics in the next year.
This is an amazing batch of announcements.
It really is.
And, of course, this doesn't speak anything of the great books that are already going at Image, that a lot of which were announced at last year's Image Expo, but only got launched at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So, the Image is proving once again that it's the place to be for a up-and-coming, well, up-and-coming might not be the right...
Let's just say the place to be for creator-owned comics.
For creator-owned comics, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really, and honestly, couldn't be more excited. This is totally rad. And props to Image Comics for keeping us excited about our comic books. Guys, I am so glad you did not listen to us and didn't play by the rules and called in anyway because we got to sneak in this show again. I apologize for Joe Patrick's laziness last weekend. It will not be an issue again. He has been beaten and he understands what he did wrong. Joe, say you're sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Joe Patrick, you agreed you were going to apologize.
I did not. I regret nothing. Well, I had a very relaxing week.
There'll have to be more beatings after this show. Thanks again for your call. There will be a new question of the week hitting this Friday. And of course, promise you there will be another episode of the Two-Headed Nerd proper this weekend.
I would like to mention that our main man, Max, and I worked on the iTunes situation a little bit last night. Hopefully, the tweaks we made should see the iTunes feed self-correct.
Okay.
Sometime in the next day or so.
All right.
It has been a day and it hasn't done it yet, but...
When we say sometime another day or so, or, you know, we're padding that.
Keep an eye on the feed. You might need to resubscribe to the show, possibly.
Unsubscribe, resubscribe.
You might not.
Yeah.
But...
Do it just to be safe.
Pop into the iTunes store.
Yeah.
go to the podcast app.
Write us a
review. See if the episodes that have been missing are now there.
There you go.
Leave us a review and a star rating. You know how much we love it.
Guys, we love you, and we will see you all this weekend. This is a Two-Headed Nerd, signing off.
Up.
Jesus Christ.